to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk to you this week about embracing change. See, we're creatures of habit, and the thought of change for a lot of people just triggers tremendous fear. The reality of it is change is inevitable, and to resist it is just an exercise in futility. So the question becomes, do you seize the opportunity or do you allow other people to get there first when it comes to change? When you look at the most successful people, those are people that typically have learned to embrace change. So instead of succumbing to the fear, that they look at change as an opportunity. And they have the foresight sometimes to even change when things are going well. And if you're able to do that, you can continue to innovate. And that's what the best companies are able to do. The best companies you find, things are going well, but they continue to change. Because that change is a form of evolution. And if they're able to do that, then they can continually stay ahead. They can stay ahead of their competitors because their competitors are nipping at their heels and trying to get to them. And trying to surpass them and trying to come up with better products and better services. So if you rest on your laurels, sooner or later somebody's going to come catch you, maybe do it for less money, or maybe even come up with a better product or service than what you have. So if you have change inbred in a culture within an organization, it's incredibly positive. But the challenge is getting people to go along with that change. And so that's what we're going to spend the majority of the week talking about. Really just looking at how you can adapt to it, looking at how you can get an organization to go along with it, and looking at how you can really embrace change to see it as an opportunity. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I just ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you, and all it takes is a commitment to getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We'll continue our discussion on embracing change. But for today, I just want you to think about your ability to cope with changes that happen. Are you someone that can roll with the punches, or do you really push back and resist the change? And I want you to see if you can start to begin to look at change from an opportunistic standpoint. And we'll pick up from there tomorrow.